And welcome to the Gamer Word. And we have been off for a while, so we are going to be on for a while. I am Rolo, and joined, as always, by Ruckus and Bobby. Gentlemen, say hello before I forget what I'm going to say.
Say hello before I forget what I'm going to say.
Thank you. Simon didn't say, so, you know, both of you, you know, you're out, so I win. Now,
only one of us can be Simon, Your Honor.
Did I say you could speak?
Don't dox yourself like that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Don't worry, I'll edit this all out. So, it's been a while, and a lot of things have happened. Now, Bobby's favorite streamer, who he watches all of his stuff, Mr. Medeker, he did a stream recently, and he was talking about this Sweet Baby Ray nonsense. And I wanted to talk about one very specific aspect of it. And I'm not going to beat a dead horse because, you know, Mr. Medeker is dying a painful, slow death of a rare form of cancer while he's in a wheelchair and getting 5 inches shorter and had, you know, 4 simultaneous heart attacks. So he's not tuned in to a lot of stuff. So he probably doesn't have the energy to research this. So anything he sees, it's all, you know, it's just with a brief glance. So he was talking about Sweet Baby Inc. and how these corporations, all they care about is money. That's the bottom line. And these consultants, they make a lot of money and blah, blah, blah. And if you just look at the last few years, very few of these woke, quote unquote, things, we're just going to call it woke. You know what I mean when I say that? These woke things have been losing money hand over foot. So clearly it's not about the money. And the most important aspect is on Steam, they have a Sweet Baby Inc. detector. And it just shows you if a game has involvement with Sweet Baby Inc. And I'm not sure who it was, but someone from that company saw the guy that made that little widget, and they wanted him banned from Steam, which would mean that he wouldn't have access to any of his games. And some of these people on Steam, like Bobby, do you know off the top of your head how long Steam has been around?
Since like the aughts, you know, like 2004, 2005, just.
Oh, okay. So we'll say roughly 20 years. So maybe this guy has been on it since the beginning, which is roughly 20 years worth of games. Now, not every game is full price. Steam does a lot of sales. You can get some pretty good deals on things. But this is potentially thousands to tens of thousands of dollars worth of games that this person just wants, they want them to lose access to. All because he made a widget that just shows which games have involvement with Sweet Baby Inc. Now, if what they are doing is a good thing, why would you see this as a negative? Why would you want someone banned for pointing this out? Because if all he's doing is saying this game has involvement with Sweet Baby Inc., he's not saying, don't buy this game. Sweet Baby Inc. was involved. Boycott this game. He's just saying that it's involved. So unless what they are doing is malicious, there is absolutely no reason to draw negative attention and to want punishment done to a person pointing out that this company is involved. So that to me right there is the smoking gun that Sweet Baby Inc. is a malicious organization whose goal is to destroy positive aspects of video games. And it's also an admission that all the stuff that they preach is a detriment. Otherwise, they would be soaking it up that people are drawing attention to their great benevolent company.
Correct. And to correct the record, they started in 2003, so I was close, and then they started distributing third-party titles in 2005. So we were right on the money there. They've been around 21 years, and they've been distributing schnoody stuff for 19 years. But it's not about money, Rollo. It's about sending a message. And that message is the sweet baby Ray's.
It's about sending the migrants.
Yeah. Back in my day, sweet baby Ray's was a barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're gunking up my video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picture Steve Harvey Oswald. I'm trying to do my best here.
Now, Steve Harvey Oswald, was he the guy who ran and hid in that book suppository?
Uh-huh.
He
was hiding because there was shooting going on.
Well, he was feuding with his family, I thought. And that happened to involve some gunshots.
That's why he went to run into the book suppository.
Yeah, bingo. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And right now, people are always saying video games are not a political thing. Well, actually, as it turns out, there is. And there's a whole rabbit hole of this sweet baby Ray's stuff. But even the most rando people are getting politicized these days because of simple things like AI, because they're installing AI all over the place, like Windows 11. They were flirting with it with Cortana, but all it did was search the web instead of your local files. Well, they had, what was it, that Gemini from Google, which was a disaster.
That was the one, if you type in, show me a black man eating watermelon, it would say that's racist. But then you say, show me an English king in chains eating watermelon, it would put a black person eating watermelon in chains.
Uh-huh. Bingo.
And
people like people are, the thing is, like, whatever your Pajit coders are doing, they're never as creative as like gamers, to be Anne Frank. You know what I mean? And like the Microsoft one, if you wrote the word without at the end of your prompt, they detected that Microsoft's like image generator was super lazy, where it would say with maximum diversity, much black people, as few white people as possible. And so you say without, and it would just wreck their entire prompt. Show me a happy family without, and it would show you a happy family without black people and diversity and adversity. And it was just nuts. And when you're saying show me a Viking, like you already see it in the news, the real Vikings were actually from Somalia. And then you have that black preacher, I forget his name, we never made one ship that was seaworthy. What the hell is the matter with y'all? You know, it's that nigga Gene. That's like a direct quote from not Jesse Lee Peterson, but the other schnoody black guy. And
Harvey Oswald?
Yes. Steve Harvey Oswald. Bingo. And I remember years ago, this was must have been like 2018 or something. And I was like trying to reed pill a cousin of mine. And I was like, hey, let's just do a check. You don't think there's a racial bias, anything like that? Google the word happy white woman on Google Images. And what do you see? She's always there with a Moulinian. That's Italian for a black person. Now look up happy black woman. And she's there by herself doing science. She's with a chalkboard, filling out equations, cooking, any scene you can imagine. Well, Google saw that this is creating a spotlight effect to their agenda. So I tried it just the other day and they cut that out. But their AI is still there in that 2016 to 2018 mentality where they're still promoting an agenda. And you can't hide it.
Well, it's the problem is the stuff that this is targeted at are people that have not emotionally checked out, but intellectually checked out. Like these are the people that they spend all day on TikTok. and they listen to modern rap, and they watch like the worst reality TV. But the people that see this stuff are people like us, people that have an interest in new technology. Like, ooh, let's see what this is doing. Oh, let's see how this. Oh, look. Oh, wow. It's a bunch of miscegenation and a white replacement. Wow. Look at that. So the people that they want to see it are not. And the people that can abuse it are seeing it. So it's been a huge double-edged sword, because they spent so much time dumbing down the wrong people, and we've been smart enough to just avoid all of their garbage, or we caught it early enough that we knew, all right, let's steer clear. So whenever their new propaganda comes out, the other people, they're not going to see it. Like, you know, some people might use ChatGPT, or they might see some AI stuff to turn themselves into an anime character for Twitter likes. But for the most part, they're not sitting in front of, you know, Microsoft AI or whatever other AI there are, and just testing the prompts. Like, that's us. Because, you know, like, we'll see the thing about it that'll be spread around, like, hey, look, when you enter, show me a Scottish Highland warrior, and they're all blacks. Like, we spread that around, and then we go, okay, what else are they gonna do? And just like, okay, everything now black. And right. and there was a show that I was on the other day, and we read this article. I can't remember. It was from some black site or something. Are you familiar? Either of you, are you familiar with this new show that's coming out, or it came out already, called Shogun?
Yes. Yes, I
have seen pictures for it.
Well, there was an article saying, where are the black people in Shogun? Because one time there might have been one African in Japan. Therefore, not only were there lots of blacks, because if there's one, there's many, but they had to be the best swordsman ever, because in feudal Japanese society, yeah, some foreigner comes in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just make him, you know, feudal lord. Yeah. They don't, you know, capture him and make him a slave or kill him. No, they just grant him prestige, especially if he's black.
Yes,
because the one thing we all know about blacks is whenever they come into a foreign society, they're always really respectful. Uh-huh. and they're very clear-headed, and they're really welcoming, and they want to assimilate. And also, here's another thing about the story of the black samurai. How was the black able to communicate with the Japanese, and vice versa? Like, the whole story.
You know, the nigga has always been able to speak all the languages, you know?
Well, he must have been the one that taught them Japanese.
Must have been. I mean, because the Japanese definitely don't have stories about onis or demons that are larger than them, with very dark skin and long, wild, you know, shaggy hair. They don't have that at all. This man was well-respected and received as a god, like the Mexicans or the Aztecs did with the, what was it, Cortez? Yeah.
The Spaniards, yeah. Well, yeah, and like, that that's
I
and that's also
you guys on this though.
Oh, give me some edumacation.
Yeah, because there was a quote that has been circulating the web in this article that you're talking about, etc.
Yeah, we went over that on the final storm, and we found the origin of that.
All right, quote, can you explain it to me?
Yes, that quote. You read the quote. Read the full quote, and I'll give the context.
I don't have it on me, but I have something that's interesting, like, that's related to this Shogun thing.
All right.
Thing.
Well, I'll explain that. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So the main, if you guys saw the movie Mortal Kombat, Hiroyuki Sanada.
Yeah.
He said, I will only play in this film as the PMC, primary main character.
It's all Japanese.
If yes. Yes,
it's all Japanese, yes.
There you go. And yeah. Shogun, like, let's just look at Japan in general. You can come there as a mighty white guy who doesn't do any live streaming where you say Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, you know, like that Mulanyan, Johnny Lasagna. No, you know, Somali. Johnny Somalia. Yes. You can come there and you won't be granted entrance to a lot of the stores. Foreigners not welcome. And they have this like, why shouldn't I be racist against Chinese and black? Look at all the violence. Like, they have no stigmata against that. Even like as a white guy, you're like denied access. And it's like, yeah, it's like you don't know the customs. You don't know where to bow, you know. So just frick off. And
it's not just white people. It's non-Japanese born Japanese people too. Like if you're born America or Brazil or England, if you're just not from Japan, you're on that list too.
Yeah. And that's why I think this Shogun thing is very interesting. I've only seen half of the first episode, but I was like, where are all the blacks? You know,
except when you were asking it, out of joy, not bewilderment.
Bingo. I was, because if they were in charge of casting, and this is like where, you know, the concept of a race traitor comes along, you're going to find in our lifetime, we have a Hiroyuki Sanada that is just like, I'll be in whatever film you want with whatever narrative you want. And I'm Japanese. I can bring some of the customs into the film and then you can fill it all with blacks. Okay. And you know that's going to happen. But for now, he has like a monopoly on Japanese culture within like, what do you call it? Like American television. And it's amazing to see.
Yeah. And the quote is like, all samurais have at least a drop of black blood in them. That the quote is something like that. Now, that quote came from the French in the 1800s. As anti-Japanese demoralization, like, oh, mm-hmm. Look at these savage monsters. They must have black in them. That's where that quote came from. And blacks take that up as a good thing.
Of course.
Because this is how it works with blacks. For anyone that doesn't know, if you tell them anything positive about blacks, they will just believe it. No matter how outlandish. That's how Yakub came into reality. I bet Yakub was made up by a white guy on 4chan to mess with blacks and they all just believe it. Like that's where like the buck breaking thing came from. Like the only way that they could have done this is they must have sexually assaulted us. That's why they picked cotton, because someone probably said one thing one time, and then blacks don't understand history or context. They're all narcissistic. They're psychopaths and they're not intelligent. So that's how all these things get distorted. Yeah. So like they're saying, where's the blacks? I mean, they must be part black because of this thing. One, that took place in 1600. So that quote's 200 years later. And two, that was meant to be an insult against black people. Or sorry, an insult against Japanese people by calling them part black.
Yeah. And that's the funniest thing, because people notice this, you know, like you get your Vikings documentary and it's like half black. Well, here's the thing. It's like about the samurais and stuff like that, or, you know, ninjas, etc. And like the Shogun, you know, law that they had down there. And we're not seeing correct representation.
Nazi? Huh? What? We're Nazi? What do you mean by that, huh?
Problematic there, Bobby. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. Hecarino. But I think the fact that he even had the instinct to say on Mortal Kombat, you want to make this film with my blessing as me, as the main character, I'm going to be in charge of, you know, the casting. That is very snooty to hear. And I can just go back to the AI thing. People found some very interesting things, like one of the only cases where it would show a white person is show me an image of a man changing a smoke alarm battery. You know what I mean, Ruckus?
Mm-hmm.
And Google apologizes for missing the mark after Gemini generated racially diverse Nazis. You know, because
yep.
Like you with your coding team, you can't be as creative as like the guys that are looking for the holes in it. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah. show me a scientist with a magnifying glass looking at watermelon. And it's, what do you think it is? It's a black yeah. guy. If you were to say that, you're the most racist guy of all time, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there's fake things. Gamers worldwide left confused after trying Google's new chess app. You know, it's like, because both, you know, white doesn't go first. They're actually both black, you know, on the same chessboard. Oh, dear. And it just goes on and on like this. And I spam the chat here with you guys just to show you what was going on. You know, show me the people in Scotland in 1920. Shows your ginger broad. Where's the guy with the stern expression and a pitchfork? No, that's a black guy. You know, and it's just forever.
Yep.
You know what? Here's, well, this is a funny thing you could do with that is because that's you're talking about the painting American Gothic by George Norman Rockwell, right?
Yes.
Okay. What if the prompt was just show me a Norman Rockwell painting?
Yeah. Well, see, it would just probably deny you. You know what I mean?
Would it?
Yeah. You think so? Yeah. Oftentimes, to do one in his style would be like a copyright. No, it's not. There's 75 years, and then for the musicians, they extend it like for half the lifetime of your grandchildren, something like that. You know.
Okay. Because one thing that I have done, I've played around with some of them just to see what I could do, and I did one in the style of Frank Frazetta. And it gave me something. And then I did one in the style of Jim Lee and it gave me one. Okay, the Jim Lee nice. One, it didn't look like a Jim Lee art, but it looked kind of like comic book style. But the Frank Frazetta one did kind of look like Frank Frazetta. So, but the Norman Rockwell art is very distinct and it's all white. Like it's literally all white. Yeah, so I would just wonder if like show me Norman Rockwell art, and it would just show like a bunch of black people like at a bus stop, and like a black man and his child like playing catch or something like something that you'd never ever.
Of course, it would like, and just to piggyback on that, generate a photo of vanilla ice cream. And it's chocolate ice cream. And that could be fake or real, but the point stands, you know, that
they No, it says, show me vanilla ice cream. It just shows a black person.
No, they showed chocolate ice cream. But, you know, the point stands that, like, the blackwashing of it is nuts. And, people are like Google Gemini won't admit that pedophilia is wrong, argues that they're not evil. Anybody who's a parent, you know, in the States, you show them that and it's like, oh, Google, don't do evil, huh? What happened?
Well, evil is relative.
Yes.
I actually had an argument with someone recently about that. It was pretty funny. Because I said a building full of criminals collapsing is a good thing, and they were really offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to do the whole like, well, who decides who's good and who's bad? It's like, get the fuck out of here with your Game of Thrones, like morally gay garbage. Like, that's so stupid. You know what is good and what's bad. And the people that are saying like, oh, well, what's good or what's bad, blah, blah, those are all like child molesters. They're all satanic child molesters in charge of these billion-dollar companies. They're the ones saying like, oh, what's good and what's bad, because they're all bad and you're stupid enough to buy into them.
Yeah.
So Google saying don't be evil means don't be the opposite of Google.
Yeah. And
don't be white.
That can bring us into the new thing here. You know, Sweet Baby Ray has been teased. It seems to be the new gamer world. And I can read some of the consultation groups that are listed. So we got Sweet Baby Inc., Black Girl Gamers, which I've never met. Hit Detection. Wait,
hold on. You've never met a black girl gamer?
No.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah. Explain. In public lobbies of certain games I used to play at, I hear like, oh shit, that's good. That was that, like shit like that. Like, okay. I would hear it occasionally. It was pretty funny.
Nice.
But they're basically the exact same as the black male gamer.
Okay.
They're just, jabbering. Like,
Are you sure it wasn't just a black training gamer? And would you be able to tell?
Yeah, because see, black women go, oh, hell no. And black trannies go, oh, hell no. And you can tell when it's a fat deep or a man deep. And that's not an Indian guy who's doing your tech support.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So another one was Hit Detection, Balance Patch, Silverstring, Silverstein Media. Silverstring, but stone, like wine stone. You can extract wine from a stone. Myanmar Games, Gamer X, James Mendez Hodes, Dragon Baby, and then Anita Sarkeesian. I don't know who that is. That's kind of weird.
I'll tell you who Anita Sarkeesian is. She's a woman that when she turned 40, she had a party that simulated her getting married, because instead of meeting a nice man and having a family, she decided to attack video games and the men who play them, making her extremely undesirable to any man who has any worth.
Okay. But Rollo, you're speaking kind of, aren't like gamers supposed to be like soy boys, where the fact that she like slept her way to the top of the gaming reporting industry, that's kind of like a turn on?
That's Zoe Quinn. That's a different person.
Okay, all right. I just check.
She had she had her boyfriend Jonathan McIntosh, who she kicked him to the curb because she thought she was bigger than him. And then her career floundered. But yeah, all those beta soy boys that told her that she's a brave, powerful a woman who is going to stick it to the patriarchal cishet white males. Those women make her pussy drier than a man who can't do anything for Sarah Silverman's career.
Yeah. And the rest
wasn't she hired by Silverstring?
No, she was partnered with Silverstring Media, and that was during Gamergate. Yeah, that was Silverstring Media was Maya Kramer, and that came into play during Gamergate. So this isn't anything new, by the way.
Right.
It's just now a lot more game companies are getting squeezed by BlackRock into being blackmailed into hiring them. Before, enough companies would just say, kick rocks, lady. Yeah, we don't care. Like, we're making games for a profit. But now they're saying, like, what Kim Belair, is that her name? the head of Sweet Baby Ray. Yeah, she she said, like, you need to sit down with these people. It, she basically said, like, you threaten them. Like, she said, like, you have to scare the hell out of them or something. I can't remember exactly, but she basically said you have to like, okay, she said we're not threatening anybody, but then she said, or she implied that you need to scare them.
You so need to terrify them.
Terrify them. Yeah, that was it. You need to terrify them.
Via the marketing department. She said basically a lot of the developers on these games are not going to be sympathetic to it. So it's the marketing department that can whisper in Massa's ear and force the changes that we need. And, you know, compelled behavior. Sometimes when it's such a good thing, guys, you just have to force it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing that recently. And one as well as big, huge.
Yeah. And the things that are coming out.
Sorry about that. I actually muted for some reason. Yeah, no, one of those. Who was it? Like the head of Amazon or something like that, or BlackRock, that said we need to force people.
Yes, well, a lot of them have said this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was probably the head of BlackRock who said it, and then all the companies got the orders passed down from BlackRock.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, I think we briefly mentioned, like, Disney's general entertainment content inclusion standards, you know, A3 is characters 50% or more of regular and recurring written characters coming from underrepresented groups. So the good news is that if we ever become a minority in our own countries, we will be one of those underrepresented groups, right?
Yeah, I doubt that.
You know, that was something, I can't remember who had this argument, but it was with Destiny. It might have been like Mike and Stryker or someone else, maybe it was just Mike in general versus Destiny. Where Destiny said, like, oh, so you become a minority in your own country. Isn't that what you people want? Because the minorities get all the rights that whites don't get. I mean, isn't that what you want? Like just the most awful human being on the planet.
But, sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just when he debated Mike on the kill stream. Mm-hmm. And the way the Civil Rights Act is worded is a minority is not a literal minority. It's a non-white.
Yes.
So that's what it specifically is. So it's when the whites become the minority, they're not going to get the rights that the non-whites have. Because do you think for a second that blacks will give up power, that Mexicans will give up power? Do you think blacks will make videos of themselves washing white people's feet?
No, they're going to make videos of them going ahead and showing white people that they season their homies before they eat them.
Yeah.
I think that's more likely.
And that's exactly.
I mean, we're bringing them all over here. You know, I was at Sheetz yesterday and saw them all online in ATM just getting money.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that people were saying online on Twitter and stuff is that, sorry, sweetheart, you can't actually be racist against white people because, you know, blah, 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 institutional, you know, stuff like that. And then somebody fact checked that. Well, they said, actually, according to the Oxford Dictionary, which has not been changed yet to match your warped worldview, it is just discrimination from one group of people to another. So, yes, you can be racist against honkies. And, and you know, the people here, I got to applaud them, you know, because they, they have been autistic about it. You know, like, they're taking, like, logs of some game that I've never heard of, and it's like... the third leg has been renamed to this, you know. It's like the
pearl necklace third has legs. Been,
yeah. The Diana's pearl necklace has been renamed to nacreous shell necklace, because pearl, you know, pearls are white, uh-huh. which is problematic. And uh-huh. it's, you know, and they go on and on like this. There was in one game where you had these three technicians that you'd talk to, portal trainer, enchanting trainer, enchanting supplies. And all of them became black, folks. What's going on?
Uh-huh. It's I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah.
I want to rewind to something. I thought you were going to stay on one thing, but you just kept going. Not that what you said was inappropriate, but I want to go back to the you can't be racist towards white people. So that came from in the early 2010s when they started uh-huh. saying racism is not discrimination based on race. It's power plus prejudice, which makes no sense why it would be called racism if it's power plus prejudice. But I think you can make the argument at this point, if that's your definition, whites do not have any institutional power. So only non-whites can be racist. So whites cannot mm-hmm. be racist. So no matter what, that woman is wrong. Mm-hmm. And she just needs a husband and some children. Mm. A white husband.
Correct.
Yep, very fair.
But how snooty is it that somebody documented this stuff? You know, it's been
hilarious. My dopamine for Schadenfreude has been going off the fucking roof. It's amazing.
Well, I want to go back to this, the people that they want to see this aren't paying attention, and all that's left is us. Uh-huh. So these people are tweeting at the clapping seal mob that just they uh-huh. like every account that they think they have to, but they don't pay attention to them. They don't look at them on Twitter. Like if you go on Twitter, there are so many accounts where uh-huh. like the reply is always nose or something like that, or like despite being only 13% or for no reason mm-hmm. at all, one day the people voted. Like that's mm-hmm. what most of Twitter is. The only people that are dialed in are us. And of course we're documenting it because we didn't document it for the last 30 years, or not just us, but people weren't documenting it for the last 30 years. And here uh-huh. we are. So now people are like, we're not getting caught with our pants down this time. Like Barry uh-huh. Weiss saying, if Jews lose power one more time, that'll be the last time that they ever have power. And that's true, because all the document of Jews doing what Jewish people do, it had mm-hmm. all been fringe. It was never systemic. It was never like, okay, this is what happened when we let Jews into the country. It was always one guy saying, this is what Jews do. Like, this is your George mm-hmm. Lincoln Rockwells, Adolf Hitler, Henry Ford, Father Coughlin. It's all like mm-hmm. small fringe examples. It's not like mm-hmm. Universities have all of this cited. And that's what's going to mm-hmm. happen, is all these stupid people they're not understanding that their power is temporary and granted to them by essentially the next step of the Bolshevik revolution. And mm-hmm. They think that this crazy stuff that they believe is doctrine, not just mm-hmm. like I know in my gut it's right. No, they think that like this is doctrine. And then our guys are out there. There's plenty of guys that we don't know are our guys. Mm-hmm. And they're all out there on Twitter, and they're just screenshotting all this stuff. And mm-hmm. then they're just sitting back and they're posting it on 4chan. They're posting it on Telegram. They're posting it all of these places where we're seeing it. We're spreading it around. And a mm-hmm. lot of it is very accessible to share with normies.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Yeah.
And just I can piggyback off of that. One of the things, Sebastian Bach, Your Honor. Yeah. I meant what I said, all right? So take it easy. But people are noticing, like, for example, we talked about it years ago about how the Fanuc flag was not there in Saudi Arabia, right? Mm-hmm. Localization. Well, they're noticing that the character options for Korea versus like the EU, they're not in revealing clothing. I thought we were supposed to be appreciating the female form on OnlyFans and pornography, unlimited pornography. And now here you're covering up this woman, making her have a shovel face. And people are noticing it and they're like, well, which one is it? You know, isn't it female empowerment that my Sork is rocking these massive Babylons and Rolling Tide worldwide? It isn't. Well, it is in Korea. So what's the problem? You know, do I just have the wrong IP address? What's going on? And it goes like they counter themselves all the time. And this hypocrisy is not something that somebody that's like logical and, you know, they have a cerebral cortex, that kind of thing. And they're looking at the games and they're wondering what's going on here. This isn't logical to all the other stuff you're doing. Why come in the beta and she was a D cup and now she's like my nephew who's trying to become a tranny, but he's just fat. Changed my mind.
Yep. No. Or what about this one right above where, you know, in the beta version for this female character, she looks like she's got, say, a C cup. And by the time they get to version 2.4 here, I'm pretty sure that's technically he.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. But yes. And now, like, World of Warcraft, I mean, who's still playing that in the 20th century? WoW's Chromie is trans, narrative lead confirms. And it's like, why would you have a trans character in World of Warcraft? I'm just there to grind leather smiting in the forest until I can have advanced leather smiting. You know what I mean?
Well, you ask who's still playing World of Warcraft. Well, when you make that announcement, a lot less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people, especially the other changes here.
The people that want to see that character is trans have moved on from World of Warcraft.
Yeah. And have you guys heard about Magic the Gathering?
Well, yes.
Well, Wizards of the Coast took unprecedented measures to remove racist cards from its game. Those now include Invoke Prejudice, Cleanse, Stone Throwing Devils.
I like Stone Throwing Devils.
Yeah. Broadish Gypsies, Jihad, Imprison, and Crusade. Now, why would Imprison be thrown out of there? Why would that be problematic? Can somebody enlighten me? Because I don't understand.
What's the artwork look like? I haven't seen it in a while.
I can't see the artwork here, to be honest with you.
Well, you'd have to look at it.
Yeah. But, you know, you can just imagine that Imprison.
Well, have you seen, I mean, you're saying this, but have you seen the art for Invoke Prejudice?
No.
They're clearly clan. They're clan members.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Nice. That's what's up. And Cleanse, they're like pouring bleach down Jesse Smollett's freaking fat jigaboo mouth.
I think so. Well, I believe Cleanse isn't it destroy all non-white creatures? I think that's what it is.
That's so funny.
I'm pretty sure that's what it does.
I think so. Yeah, give me a sec.
I know mass calcify is destroy all non-white permanents.
Okay, so you're sending it here. Imprison is I don't know, a tan individual, and he's got like a gimp mask on his face.
Yeah, this destroy all black creatures.
Trouble black creatures. That's what Cleanse is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Imprison. It promotes unfair judicial system and how it's not fair towards people of color and blah blah blah. But apparently, the guy who drew Invoke Prejudice was our guy.
Okay.
That's where the initial controversy came from, because that card was around forever, and it is a good card, and it was a really expensive card, And I think that's kind of where it started. Was it was expensive and it was hard to get. It was from a pretty old set called the Legends, and people wanted it and it was expensive. And then I think a bunch of faggots said, well, I don't have it, so I'm just going to ruin it for everyone. The guy who drew it's racist. It's got Klan members on it.
So,
and then I think that started getting spread around because they removed it from the card database.
Can you guys red pill me and the other non-knowers? Is this an IRL game or an IRG game?
IRL.
All right, because then what you're going to have is people that say, we're going off the old rules. The old rules are old cool, and you can roll tide, roll wide with those. And then they're going to create a rift, and it's going to be a parallel universe.
No, it's banned in all formats, and no one is that you're not going to have people that are like, I play with this one. Well, like in games like that, so they call that kitchen table magic, where no one obeys any rules set by like whatever is legal or illegal. But anyone that plays like that, they're not going to have this card because this card's so expensive. Like this card, it might be like over $500 now.
Wow. But don't you think that, it's just my prediction. Parallel gaming leagues will show up that respect the old rules.
Not in this game.
Not likely, no.
But no. With Magic the Gathering, there's like vanilla and then other stuff, right?
No, there are actual tournaments that a lot of game shops hold like weekly.
Well, not just that, but the ones that where a card like this would be legal, there's not going to be people that are going to be like, well, I'm just going to play it because I have it. Because there's a bunch of banned cards.
Oh, there is already? Okay.
Yeah, and they're not banned because they're problematic. They're banned because they're too good.
Yeah, they're imbalanced. So, I got you.
Yeah. So anyone that's like, well, I'm playing this, then someone's like, all right, well, then I'm going to play all these banned cards. And then it just becomes, okay, I guess we have to just let the cards be banned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't really explain the mechanics of the game without you knowing already how it works. So
no, that's fair. I was
looking at a book purchase. It's Ontario. $500 to $700.
Yeah.
And is that for an English one or an Italian one? Because the Italian ones are much cheaper.
English.
Yeah, so yeah, that didn't surprise me that it'd be over $500 at this point. Because I remember that card was expensive at like $150. And I was like, there's no, and that was a long time ago. So there's no way. Even though it's banned and
so,
everything.
So, you know, one day we'll have our own, you know, gathering of the juggalos and we'll decide the list that is allowed.
And our company will be Grand Wizards of the Coast.
Yes, bingo.
Yep.
Speaking of which, like one of the, Grand Wizards of the Coast. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a nice one. Yeah. I love it when we get the benefit of the clout, you know, we've been doing this for, 10 years now. We got to get our bag, as they say. Uh-huh. So this other game in Japan, it says, you're as white as snow and pretty as usual, She-Chan. And then the American version is, Least Letty called us rich. You lovely ladies could stand to cash in on some vitamin D, too. Know what I mean? Do you guys know what vitamin D is?
My dick? Like,
I give it to my wife every night.
Well, it's also something you get from sunlight. So there it's you're white as snow and pretty. And then the other, English translation is you guys need to get a suntan. See the difference? And this is just kind of, and I've seen girls that have been obsessed with it. Like getting, I want to get my tan. And they're not doing like the Giga Chad Trump version where you just paint your face, you know. they actually spend days in the tanning booths or out there in the sunshine, and they get skin cancer, and it dries out their face. They look like old ladies by the time they're 30 or 28, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So something to think about it.
All time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But have you guys heard about this new FBI thing that they're trying to do with the Discord and all that?
Now, Bobby, what do you mean by FBI? Do you mean the full-blooded Italians?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Me and my constituents, we're trying to seek out our guys. And if we find the right word, like Molignan, Ditsun, Charcoal Briquette, then you're part of the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Butterhead. Yeah. Melon Johnny, Morto Cristo, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby, before you get into that, let me go over this Sweet Baby Ray deal here.
Okay. Rolo, you have the insider information. Let's go.
Yep. Well, Rolo, while you was talking there, I checked it. The Steam Curator Group, which just has been detected, was created on January 29th. That was right after or right when Suicide Squad was released. And the announcements now is literally it's been that they had to lock every single lock and delete all the discussion threads because Steam was getting so many reports that they were basically saying, hey, we're just going to cut this off because we're getting 1,000 reports that you guys are being this side or the other. So that's why it's been moved. As for the guy who made it, however, let me see. Just looking at him. He's been on Steam for like 13 years. He's got like, I want to say 800 games or something like that on there. You know, so... Yeah, those guys trying to get him to lose his stuff literally is like, dude, you're trying to get a guy to lose 13 years of gaming.
Well, Ruckus, to be fair, it's the digital
790.
And the terms of service are very clear about the fact that mm-hmm. you don't actually own them and that it's a privilege and not a right to play video games on mm-hmm. their platform.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And of course, however, literally, that's what they want to do is they want to just not have the thing removed. They wanted to get this guy who's a Brazilian, started up his own YouTube channel recently.
Hold on. Is he like actually Brazilian or is he a Brazilian like Sam Hyde calls people Brazilian?
Let's put it this way. He looks like he could be my cousin.
So he looks super Jewy, and he's ready to
He's a black Jew.
Totally. But yeah, he lives on the more light skinned side though. He ain't got the full re-vitiligo like I do.
Oh, okay.
But dude, literally, I'm looking through his Steam thing right now. 881 games, 44 perfect games, and 41 reviews. Like they
a perfect game? You bought it at full price?
No, you got 100% of the achievements.
Oh, I got all the achievements. Oh, okay.
A PlayStation Platinum, Rolo. Yes. You ever heard of somebody doing something like that?
No, I don't know. It seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, I don't know anybody does it. Apparently this guy does, you know, but
here's the thing. In this guy's case, he's done all these things, which goes back to what I was saying earlier, that this guy had thousands to potentially tens of thousands of dollars worth of games
mm-hmm.
in his library.
And, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So like if he has, would you say 44 perfect games?
Yes. And the total games is 881.
Okay. All right. So that means, 881. Okay, I was just gonna say if has 44 perfect games, then that means he owns at least 44 games. So if he owns over 800, and you know, obviously some games he probably got for like $3 when they were on sale. Like, why not? I'll just pick it up.
Yeah.
But still, he probably paid top dollar for a lot mm-hmm. of the games that came out because they're. There are plenty of games that they come out day one. Yep, I'm getting that. I degaff. Mm-hmm. And this guy probably did that too. So, at minimum, this guy probably spent $800
mm-hmm.
on Steam games. That is the like the barest minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's definitely much more than that.
Oh yeah, in fact, yeah, he's got Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers, 2012 right here. That was expensive.
Magic the Gathering, Duel of the Planeswalkers, 2012. That was like a $7 game.
Mm. Wasn't the one that had all those microtransactions?
It had expansion or DLC, but I don't know if he got them. No, that game was cheap. Baldur's Gate, I'm sure he got that when that was full price. But let's just say on average, let's just pretend he spent on average $10 per game. So that's mm-hmm. $8,000 that they want to deprive him of because he just made a little widget that just says, hey, didn't you know, like, you know, the Microsoft paperclip, didn't you know Sweet Baby Inc. had a hand in the development of this game? And they're like, oh gosh, the Goyim No shut it down. That was literally their response. The Goyim No mm-hmm. shut it down. So they're clearly aware that what they are doing is malicious. Like they know, like, yes, we mm-hmm. are getting paid to ruin video games.
Yeah. And he watched his ass very good because people were trying to tell him, hey, did you know they worked on this game, this game, this game? And his response was, it's not on the Steam store, so I cannot add it to the thing.
Yeah, but just can I be Anne Frank for a brief second?
Can I still be Rollo?
You can, yes, sir.
Okay, then go ahead.
Tell
me about your diary.
I was there in the closet alone. No, there was this website. It was called Jewish Contributions, and mm-hmm. for the longest time, I thought it was a pro-Jewish thing. Like, here's all the guys involved in ending apartheid. You know, mm-hmm. that's good. We don't want to be apart from the tide. We want to roll tide worldwide. Correct. Mm-hmm. Here's all the guys involved in Grease films. It's female empowerment. It should be available for the masses, etc. And it listed all these Jewish contributions to mankind. You know, here's mm-hmm. the people that, you know, forced vaxxers to come through, you know, this, that, the other. Like, if a woman is with an abusive husband, she should just divorce him without any proof, right? That's a good mm-hmm. thing. Well, here's the guys involved with that. And I was like, gee whiz, I'm starting to rethink my whole psychology here. But apparently mm-hmm. they didn't like it and they shut it down. And even like posting it on Twitter, some of these Jewish contributions, like they would get you banned. And I've been mm-hmm. banned many times just for being like, yo, bro, come on. It's nice stuff. And that's the thing, like noticing even now on Elon Musk's Twitter is like, you may have posted a potentially, you know, vicious tweet because you said the words, mm-hmm. yeah, you didn't even have to tell me, I'm noticing. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like whoever that senator is, Sam Harris or something, mm-hmm. who is spotting things.
Sam Hyde.
Sam Hyde, yeah, that's the senator. He said something like, somebody said you already know, and it was this woman defending God knows what, but he said, I already knew, and they're like, and that got flagged, you know, and it was kind of strange. Mm-hmm. It's like, isn't that a good thing? Don't we like progressivism and liberalism and stuff like that? Come on, guys, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I want to say, that guy who noticed, someone tweeted at him, like, call the, or like, FBI, I found someone for you, like kind of implying like the FBI needs to investigate this guy.
Well,
like that.
They're going to.
So, well, sure, of course they are, but it gives the game away that that they know that what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. And they know that the FBI is a malicious institution.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just seeing all of this. Excuse me. I had to burp. You're seeing all of this stuff collapsing in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause we can, I think most of us at this point are kind of past the whole, like, why is everything so bad? Cause I have a normie buddy and, mm-hmm. And he's still doing the, like, oh, everything sucks now. Why is it all so shitty? But I don't think anyone that runs in our circles is like, yeah, dude, everything's bad. Like, we know it's bad.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. But we're just kind of like, yeah, but look, everything terrible that they built is falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
it's like, I'm not an accelerationist. I think accelerationism is not, like, it's not that good. I'm perfectly fine with everything just slowly falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rate that we're going is pretty good. Like it's, mm-hmm. it's a bearable amount of discomfort, but we're slowly seeing all of this black love being rolled back. The tranny stuff, mm-hmm. is being rolled back. Like, they're trying to pump the brakes, but these freaks are already out of control. Like, they can't, mm-hmm. do anything about all these mutants whose hands,
yes.
Have taken the steering wheel. So, like I found this article here. It was from Gay Pride. The LGBT and queer voices are shocked, or Marvel shocks fans by firing their outward gay head writer of X-Men 97. So yeah, they're firing the openly gay black who was the gosh dang, what's the term?
Voice of the movement.
And, well, I mean, kinda. No, he's not the director of the series, the showrunner, sorry. He's the showrunner of this X-Men 97 series. This show comes out in a week and Marvel just fired him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I knew the show was going to be bad. Like when they, uh-huh. showed they took Rogue's ass away, and, uh-huh. then like it was all over. So this gay black, yep. he gets fired, and then the gays are trying to get some kind of revolt going. But at this point, they made a terrible product. And despite all the power that they gave to gays and blacks, uh-huh. it's too late because they don't have legitimacy anymore. So they spent all this money making, uh-huh. a product that was made by a gay black who clearly has zero respect for the original product. Well, no one's going to watch it. And the people that do watch it are going to hate it. And everyone that didn't watch it, they're going to see all the people that hated it. And then they're going to point and laugh.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
So and that's the story of everything. Like uh-huh. like when they announced Suicide Squad killed the Justice League, people were kind of like, "Oh, that's kind of interesting because you know, it's made by Rocksteady, you know, Rocksteady uh-huh. still has credibility." And then it leaked pretty early on that uh-huh. it was going to be live service and everyone's like, "Wait, hold on. What? Uh-huh. I don't want that." And then they delayed it by like 6 months. They said, "Well, it's still early. Nothing is confirmed. So, you know, take every internet rumor you mm-hmm. hear with a grain of salt." And then mm-hmm. when time was coming for their proper announcement, they're like, "Yep, it's a live service, online only, blah, blah, blah." And everything that everyone, like, they lost so much interest over it.
Yeah.
Every fear that everyone had, they confirmed, and people are like, "That's not how we want a game." Especially yeah. in this series. And so uh-huh. everything that's coming out, it's crashing and it's burning. And then we're all out here just like, "Hey, look at that. That's funny." And everyone else, like these normies that are just kind of like, they're no longer normies. They're all documenting it. They're taking the mm-hmm. screenshots. They're compiling the threads. And it's great.
Yeah. And that's exactly the thing, is that it's what do you call it? Death by a thousand
cucks.
Floydian slips. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you kneeling on my neck with my one hobby? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, especially, they're doing it in an age. And here's the thing about, like, let's say people that like movies, and we're talking about normies, not people that are actual, like, mm-hmm. movie fans. If you talk to your normie friend, like, hey, let's go, like, let's rent a movie. Obviously, I mean, like, from Amazon or whatever, not Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to be like, let's watch this classic from 40 years ago. They'll be like, mm-hmm. let's watch this new movie, and it'll be some, like, straight to streaming trash. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't work with gamers. Like, gamers are still nostalgic for games that are 30 years old. Like, people mm-hmm. will still play, like, Super Contra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude, even Worms Armageddon at the cabin. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Or Worms you know Armageddon what I mean? At the cabin.
Worms yeah, 2 Armageddon.
Well, but, see, well that, you're I mean, that, a little that, younger that's than okay. me then, Your Honor. But Worms Armageddon at the cabin, you know, mm-hmm. Split screen, Roll Tide Worldwide, it's right. snooty mm-hmm. stuff, you know?
Well, that's my point, is while they put out these gay things, gamers, like, I have a billion other games I can play. And if mm-hmm. I want something older, I'll get it from GOG. And if I want something that's slightly more modern, I'll get it on Steam. And yeah. if I'm feeling... pretty nostalgic. I mean, I don't do this, but someone might get an emulator. Like, I will get mm-hmm. a Nintendo emulator, and then I will play Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. Yeah. Like, I don't need your gay.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever realize how much of the narrative that you're missing when you roll with one of these older games? And, you know...
Well, see, I mean, joking aside, we've played the new stuff and seen the gay narratives.
Mm-hmm.
And once is enough. Like, when you play The Last of Us 2, and you know, okay, I've seen enough.
Mm-hmm. What about The First of Us 1, Your Honor, where just accept the narrative that's being shoved down your throat? And it is what it is now.
Well,
Your Honor.
When it comes to this narrative, they don't shove it down your throat. They shove it up your ass.
Mm-hmm. Rolo, did you hold on a second? Did you just say that out loud, Your Honor?
No.
All right. I must have had a Freudian slip in my mind there. And yes, you're correct. And I think that the thing that they don't understand about gamers, and I don't want to let them in on the secret, is that we are pattern recognition experts. Okay.
Yes.
And like, oh, the Bard is black. Oh, the Oracle is black. Oh, this, that, boom, 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 mm-hmm. boom. Everybody that I got to see to continue on my mission is black. And then all of the evil people are white people. What could be going down here? Mm-hmm. I think this is social engineering for a low IQ population. But mm-hmm. No gamers are like low IQ, actually, that I've found, at least. You know, and there's exceptions, of course. Like, you got your... NBA 2023.
We don't need to be counting black people in this list.
Yes, but I'm talking about like college dorm guy they gaming. A lot of it is sports based, and they there you can have all the mullignons you want. But when somebody is out here and they're looking for a video game, they're not looking to have their intelligence questioned by a really low IQ narrative. How about that? Is that a good quote?
Yeah, we'll put it in the book.
Yeah,
but that and that's the truth, is gamers are smarter than that, because the thing is, gamers like the whole package of what a video game is. They like the mechanics, the gameplay, the story. That's what they like. The overall thing. And mm-hmm. when your story is about a bunch of gay black people eating pudding, it mm-hmm. the gameplay loses its luster because all right, let's take BioShock for example. Mm-hmm. Now, I never played BioShock 2. I played BioShock and BioShock Infinite. Mm-hmm. Now, both of these games, I had the exact opposite reaction to. So when I was going through BioShock, I didn't give two craps about the story until the very end, and I thought it was really compelling. Mm-hmm. And then with BioShock Infinite, I was really sold into the story until the stupid twist at the end. It really pissed me mm-hmm. off. I lost it. But let's just say, because there's a lot of really, really gay stuff in BioShock Infinite. Mm-hmm. Now, if BioShock Infinite was as paused as the modern stuff was, and I just had to choose between BioShock and BioShock Infinite, I just play BioShock. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's where we're at, because games aren't so different now that, well, I mean, I want to play this type of game. Like, if you want to play like a hack and slash game, there's a billion mm-hmm. games like God of War that mm-hmm. you can play. Like, you don't need to just play God of War. And if you want to play a shooter, it's not like Call of Duty is the only shooter. There's a billion shooters out there. So mm-hmm. you have this game that has it's this type of game, but the story is super gay. Well, then you just go, all right, well, I'll play the other game that's like that, that isn't that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you're saying is that as far as like game innovation, there's not too much new ground to be broken.
Well, I'm going to say it's not so much that there's not too much ground to be broken, because I'd say that generally happens generationally. So yeah. during a current generation, how much better can a game be that you will excuse the shortcomings of all the gay? You want to know something funny? When I was looking at those, like the games that Sweet Baby Ray's were consulting on, and I'm shocked that no one made this joke, because one of the games it consulted on was Alan Wake 2. Like, no one's yet called it Alan Woke.
Oh, all right, Rollo.
I did you play coined it the phrase. I heard it was shit.
You coined the phrase, Your Honor, but I heard a ton of stuff about the game. I just never, what do you call it, bought it or played it. See the difference?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I know Alan Wake came out a long time ago, and I remember hearing for, it feels like decades of people talking about, like, Alan Wake 2 is going to be announced any time now. Like, mm-hmm. I remember, Alan Wake came out in 2010.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
Rollo, admit you're 45 to 55. It is what it is. All right.
Well, yeah, but everyone knows that.
All right. Just, if it's not an arcade machine, you start to be a suspect about it.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know where to put coins into the Xbox. Okay.
A little slot in the back.
And he doesn't even know to call it an X-Bone, because he's never owned an Xbox One. So he's on the original, even before the 360, Your Honor. And our constituents are hearing this right now, and they are shocked and in awe, actually. And,
they're not in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
You know what? They know where to put the quarter.
They know that they shouldn't put it in the same showboat as you. How about that? How's that for a joke?
There you go.
All right. Yeah. But let's move along here, Your Honor. Uh-huh. Rollo, you had some, the skull and the bones is mm-hmm. doing some shit here with the PS network.
Five.
And what's the truth behind that, Your Honor?
All I saw was yeah, I saw briefly that it's not doing so good. I didn't look into it. I just saw this
photo. It sucks. It sucked. The beta sucked, and it's doing like I fucking expected it would.
Oh, apparently it's doing worse than Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, and that's like
that's saying.
Yeah.
But for the uninitiated, such as myself, where did the Skull and Bone Society start if it was not that little island there in Lake Michigan where Bush got his indoctrination with his father masturbating over him in a corpse, et cetera, you know, a casket? Like, what's the shot here, Your Honor?
Skull and Bones is behind Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. On the top, on the February sales list.
Wait, hold on a second. Which GTA, Your Honor?
I would guess five.
Five?
I would guess one, to be honest.
But all right, you guys know about George W. Bush, and the Skull and Bones Island, the you know, the fraternity, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they made a movie about them called The Skulls.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
Yeah, Rollo, Paul are you Walker serious? And yes. Paul Walker and Joshua Jackson. It's directed by a guy named Rob Cohen.
Wow.
All right, guys.
They made an actual documentary.
I'm
going to
steer this back right now.
No.
Because
this is important.
We need to discuss the response to what's going on to the Sweet Baby Ray's thing. Because since it came out recently, media companies have attempted to cover up, run defense for these companies, saying, oh, they're just a consulting company, they're just sitting that, and trying to tell people that they're stupid man children. But on top of that, DHS and the FBI have, I mean, I've seen articles here from The Intercept that feds are coming for extremist gamers, including things like Roblox, which Patriot Front apparently has had a server on Discord, Reddit, and others. It's not just an article. I have like their actual GAO interviews for countering violent extremism. Now, it includes things like how in like Pakistan, you know, places over there, they have made like Call of Duty mods where you get to kill the Israelis. Ooh. You know, so yeah, they have they're going after modding. They're using the very, very broad term violent domestic extremism and how to go ahead and counter this. Here's the experts who participated in these interviews and relevant affiliations. John Cohen from the Center for Internet Security, Megan Conroy at ARC, Atlantic Cattle Digital Forensic Research Lab and Accelerationism Research Consortium, Jack Donahue from the Network Contagion Research Institute, which like goes over how things can be spread online. Alex Goldenberg, with the same thing. Jen Hopkins from the Anti-Defamation League. Brian Hughes, American University Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab. Lauren Krapp from the ADL. Matt Kreiner, Middlebury College Center on Terrorism, Extremism, and Counterterrorism. Oh, and also ARC, that was mentioned earlier with Megan Conroy. Galen Lamfair England, Extremism and Gaming Research Network, EGRN. We're going to come back to him. Brian Levin from the California State University's San Bernardino Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. John Lewis, George Washington University Program on Extremism. Pete Simi, Chapman University. Megan Squire, Southern Poverty Law Center. Taylor Steinberg, ADL, Jessica White, Royal United Service Institute and EGRN, and Heather Williams, RAND Corporation. Now, notice I said, what was it, three individual people from the ADL, and the overall consensus of their findings is that the FBI doesn't yet have a defined way to communicate with things like Roblox and Steam and Discord about how to combat extremism. But they're working on, like, holy fuck, the sheer amount of different articles and work done from 2020 to today, okay, middle of March of 2024, it's a fuck ton of stuff done to study this. And some of it is presented as we were studying these violent Islamic extremists, and we see how these things could also occur in America for anti-government stuff and all that. Like, I think I told you guys, let me look at page 18 here. Here's the nice little chart here.
Yeah.
Ways that domestic violent extremists use online platforms, disseminate message widely, use subliminal messaging, I doubt that, humor, aesthetics, and memes to normalize violent extremist ideas and spread them to a global audience, then connect with and radicalize like-minded others, build community around narratives and aesthetics, connect individuals who have unmet social or emotional needs with a feeling of identity or belonging, which is what they're trying to destroy for white people. Use shared narratives and aesthetics to build a sense of community and build trust with others on gaming platforms and create receptivity to extremist ideas. This literally translate for the normie is, hey, I'm normal, you're normal. We're talking on a game and we both feel alienated by all the bullshit we're being fed, but now we realize we're normal and we can talk and go from there. And go from there, literally, I can tell you, personal experience means, like, we're going to go out and, like, go bowling. And we're going to get married to women and have children. That's violent extremist content, by the way. That's what they refer to it as, because we are anti everything that these fucking goblins want.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, the EGRN, remember, so we get back to them. They have their own thing, the State of Play, reviewing literature on gaming and extremism by the Extremism Gaming Research Network. And oh boy, is it a lot of stuff. You know, literally just like how it breaks stuff down. And it's about the same thing about how, quote unquote, extremism. Remember, extremism is what we consider normal. You don't want to cut your dick off and become a tranny. You don't want to be race mixed out of existence. You do want to get a normal marriage and have kids with one person, not be in a polycule with some fat bull dyke. You know, you do want to have a future for your children. All these things are considered extremist by these people. When they use the word extremist, that's what they're referring to. Remember that Cat Williams joke? They didn't say, we went over there, we killed 5 men, 4 children, and 20 women. They said, we killed a group of insurgents. And they were like, you can kill all them. I don't know no insurgent motherfuckers. You can kill all them motherfucking insurgents. That's what they're now using for us. They use insurgents for everybody over the Middle East that Jews hated. Now they use the term extremists or domestic terrorists in reference to us. Now, they have admitted in these reports that there is no actual legal definition of a domestic terrorist in the United States. There's no legal definition of domestic extremism. Okay, these things do not actually, as of right now, have a legal, you know, consequence as of right now, but that doesn't mean that they're not still targeting it. Because let's be fully honest with all this. Who said he alone who controls the children owns the future?
I think it was George Emmerich Floyd.
Very, very simple. Very close, Bob. He was actually a good old uncle of ours, you know.
Oh, like Uncle Rico? Or are you talking about the Rico case guy whose name would be Adolphus Multivanius Hitler?
Yes, that one. Because you know, that's why they won't put subtitles on his speeches on the History Channel. But, yeah. The thing is that they don't care about, you know, Rolo. They don't care about my 42-year-old ass about these games. What they care about is going after our children, being able to mold the narrative that our children go around. Every one of you who listens to this is like, well, I just won't let my children play those games. I just won't let my children involve in that, and they'll be fine. One, you're selfish, because that's like saying, hey, it's okay if I can keep just my children from being poisoned, but let the rest of the other children get poisoned because I only kept mine. That's selfish. Two, you're fucking retarded. Because as we grew up, my parents didn't want me looking at violent video games. My parents didn't want me listening to rap music. My parents didn't want me looking at pornography or, you know, checking out
you became all this stuff. A wigger.
Fuck yes, I did. I got involved in everything they tried to stop me from. Every single thing they tried to stop. Why? Because it was there. As they call it, the electronic Jew was there to give me access to that, to push it all. This pro-trans, pro-faggot shit is being pushed through the schools, through the movies, through the books, and yes, through the video games. The video games where you play pretend with no controller to fight the bad guys. Well, if you're told that cutting your dick off is the good guy thing and that the bad guys are the white guys who want to dress very, very nicely and have normal, loving families, that's what you're teaching to children. All right? And it took nothing but exposure to the culture to get me to a very bad place. It took actual interaction with our guys to move me the fuck away from that. And I only even began that because I began worrying about a future for my children. All right, I didn't give a fuck until then. But then after that, I started paying attention. And then I started interacting with our guys. Got to where I am now. They want to cut this off. And it's not just Roblox or Discord. They want to cut us off from being able to stream. They want to make this podcast right here illegal to do. Like, this right now, according to them, is fomenting violent extremism, saying we're tired of this fag shit and we don't want it in our fucking games. This to them is violent extremism. They don't want me to get a new computer and stream The Great Rebellion for everybody to enjoy. They don't want you and me to stream us playing Helldivers and killing all the fucking bugs because we may encourage people with our humor, Bobby.
Bingo. And let me just talk on that real quick. All right, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. Because we've been seeing the extreme cases out of like Europe, Canada, etc., where people are being arrested for owning the wrong memes, etc. Me as a very, what do you call it, technical person, I'll tell you this. I know that Apple announced that they were going to do a hash like of all of the images that you upload to iCloud. Okay. And that hash was there in search of child pornography. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, as soon as your local government decides that something else is problematic, your hash there will be used against you. So you have a Pepe the Frog meme on your phone, which you upload to iCloud, for example. And I consider Apple to be one of the least destructive of these big companies, Your Honor. And you have it there. You're rolling tide, roll wide with it. And you just have a Pepe the Frog meme on there. Now you're an extremist in places like Canada, the United Kingdom, most of Europe, etc. So people have to be very careful and very, stringent about what it is they're doing with them, their lives, what it is they're saving. You know, you find a funny meme, something that might red pill your aunt or some shit, and you save that to your phone and it gets uploaded to your iCloud or your, I assume what's the other word? Google Cloud. That is going to be known about, you know what I mean? And whenever they decide that extremist content is equivalent to child pornography, which they've already done in some jurisdictions, they find you immediately because of the hash of your image. So you got this 3 megabyte image, and it's stored in like 3 kilobytes as far as the hash of it goes, and they recognize it, you know, and they're like, oh, this is a Pepe the Frog meme, and it's Bad News Bears, and this guy's, he's probably trying to like convert somebody. He's probably trying to do something wrong.
Yep. And
change my mind.
Piggyback off. Nope. Let me piggyback off you there for our final bit before we go for the night. This isn't, I have said, this is about going after the children. They went after us to make us as anti-racist as possible and then try to teach us that we're evil and all that. Just they're trying to teach our kids to cut their dicks off and that white people are the ultimate evil and all that, so on and so forth. There's a book coming out soon, Gaming and Extremism, The Radicalization of Digital Playgrounds, that Schlegel, Coert, yada, yada. That is going to be a scholarly resource for them to rely on in the future to check us and be like, oh, yeah, these guys are trying to commit, acts of, terrorism because they're on games. They're talking about games and they're sharing their views through gaming lobbies or through gaming. We made our own actual games. They were trying to do this. And this is not unique.
Correct.
In this culture. Recently, I went on an episode of Americana with Gordon, and there was a book called White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. Yeah. All right, that was released just recently, that literally, as they're talking about it, again, the whole of, well, if you said this thing that you said about white people, if you said about black people, it'd be obvious you're trying to demonize them. And the answer is yes. They are trying to demonize us and justify action against us in the future with these different things. It's not just politics. It's not just movies. And it's not just video games. It's the entire fucking culture. And they're actively trying to turn it up and boil the frogs here because the frogs have realized, oh, shit, something's going on. And they're trying to get away with us as soon as possible. The system is flailing. It is dying, but it's actively trying to take us out in the process. So we need to pay attention. The whole like, oh, this is childish shit. I wouldn't care about this. This is what the next generation is being exposed to. All right. The boomers who complain about how their grandkids are now faggots and niggers, it's because they didn't keep a hold on, the institutions of culture and art. All right. They just like, oh, well, this is not being done by the police. So I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. No. Okay. If your grandchildren are gay niggers, it's because, and they're eating pudding, it's because you didn't do your fucking job with your children to put proper values into them. So if we allow them to continue as they're trying to go along, your grandchildren will think that any woman that has tits that isn't an obese fucking whale is completely unrealistic. And any white guy should have his dick cut off and be made to service niggers. And that's supposed to be the right thing to do. If we don't seize things now, make our own games now, make our own companies now. As we're seeing, AAA and quote-unquote quadruple-A gaming is going to shit. Our guys can get involved. There's things like a Humble Bundle selling so many different packages of assets from like the old Unreal Engine, even the new Unreal Engine, that people can just buy up for like $80. You got $800 worth of shit to try and make a funny but maybe crappy game that people will buy. And get the experience goes around shit.
We got guys that are friend of ours, Kvilt Gaming.
Yes,
that have
those
this
guys.
Epic side scroller. And they're exactly. Rolling Tide worldwide. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They absolutely are. And I'm going to continue my playthrough of that game. I'm just going to wait until my tax money gets back. I'm going to get a new computer so that I can record it better and also so we can start streaming stuff. You know, and so go support those guys.
I like the sound of that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And whatever the Fed response is to most gaming, like I can pretty much guarantee that they're not going to get a shekel out of those whippersnappers. And I've talked to them. We even considered having them here with us on the podcast, and because of our archaic history of calling it how it is, we both decided that it's not going to be going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but the countries they live in associating with us could get them in trouble with the law.
Bingo. And so, and that doesn't hurt us. It doesn't hurt our pride. It doesn't hurt us personally, et cetera, et cetera. It's just like we see the reality of the situation, and we're pretty confident to recommend them. I can give my own little whippersnapper situation here. I played them on a MacBook computer. You know what I mean? I played the game, KVLT Games, what is it called? The Final Struggle, something like that.
The Great Rebellion.
The Great Rebellion. And I played it on a MacBook computer, even though like my next like supercomputer is going to be Linux-based. I had that MacBook Pro, and I played it on there, and it worked just fine, you know, and it was a schnoody experience. I got through probably half the game, and this is where we're at now, you know. And so for them to respect the rules of Austria and not show up here with guys that are what do we call it, George Hard R. Martin whippersnappers. I understand it. I respect it. It is what it is. It's a mutual understanding. This is like, if you're looking for like an our guy type situation, he's the guy. Okay. Yeah. He doesn't need any caveats. He knows what the shot is, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Exactly. So people should go support them. And in all seriousness, like, I mean it. I plan to stream and record stuff for the show. You know, I mean, I enjoy watching people stream and do playthroughs. Our guys, I would love to see more of our guys do this kind of stuff just so I can enjoy it, you know, on downtime at work where I've got, rather than listen to the, you know, the Yenta in HR, I can just put her on mute and watch our guys play games, you know, and just get the bullet points later. You know, that kind of stuff.
But so anybody but that's, who wants to that's do where that, you come in, right,
yes, Your Honor? Yes, that's exactly.
Because you're going to do it to the Game Reward channel.
Yes.
And you're going to be receiving the donations, right?
If anybody wants to donate, by all means. I have no intention of trying to, quote unquote, quit my day jobs. I work multiple and I own my own shit. I have no intention of that. So anything that gets donated to that goes to making it better, period. You know, but that's in the future. That's pie in the sky. You know, that's just plans for the future. But yes, I will go back to it.
But the important thing is people might be in the sky, but at the end of the day, we're providing what we call it a civil service. We're doing like the most snooty thing of all time, and we deserve to get paid. All right. So on the Odyssey channel, you guys need to drop some donos, and if you don't, then we're gonna have to start looking for a paywall, because we coagulate all this information for you in this entertaining medium, and yet you guys won't drop shekels on the channel. I find it embarrassing for you, not for me, but for you. Okay.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
In all serious note, though, guys. Yeah. Good job. But and a shekel will deposit into your account later. But in all seriousness, guys, pay attention. Like, this is blowing up. cross all the ways, and this is our time. The next 5 years, I'm going to say next 5 years, at the trajectory we're going, this is our time to start snatching the reins of culture back and making things that are good, not just for us, but for our children. Remember, I'm 42 years old, okay? They don't give a fuck about me. They want to fuck up my kids and my grandkids is what they want to do, and I'm not going to let that happen, all right? And y'all shouldn't either. But beyond that, all right, we've gone on long enough, so pay attention to this. Pay attention to what your kids are doing. And, you know, lead them in the correct direction. Make white babies. This is a threat.